are gripped with emotion when a scenario, internal or external, is so intense we are left between an inhale and an exhale, poised in anticipation. At those moments, we tend to fumble with our words, maybe even trip over ourselves in trying to walk again. The Lord imparted something of Himself into all He made, and saw it was good, very good. Included in all He made are moments, some very high, some very low, all designed to impart life. Some may say,
why did He have to add in the idea of low points?
To me, every good story has the rise and fall of a good plot. If the story didn't rise and fall, it would be flat, and directly declared as boring and uninteresting. The idea of a state of breathlessness is part of our human experience, and also, for anyone who has encountered the face of God, it leaves you breathless. That is, breathless in the sense of awe, to the point of being struck dumb or unable to respond. In 2 Chronicles, the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon, and when she saw the house he had built, the placing, quality, and quantity of his table, when she saw the seating and obedience of the ministers in attendance, the grace and passion of the servants right down to the cup bearers in their neatness, cleanliness, and order, with nothing out of order from the pulpit to the pews, chapter 9, verse 4, says she was breathless, or to say she was overcome with amazement, wonder, and awe. When I pause and stare into the blue sky, watch the clouds drift by, I am breathless at the grace of God upon me. My heart is at rest, my mind is still. I am breathless at the mercy of God upon me. The Lord is the only one who made a way for all who would return to find grace to come home. Somehow, there comes an amazing effect upon people when they come into the presence of God. It is a moment of breathless awe, unavoidable awe, which shuts mouths and drives even the hardest person to the floor. I've read that during the Cane Ridge Revival from a high hill, a newspaper reporter said you could literally see the presence of the Lord fan across the crowds of people, like a wind blowing across waves of wheat. In the breathless moment of the weight of God's presence, no one stands to make great speeches. No one advertises their ministry or sells tickets to their conference. When a mother brought her dead child to the front of a crowd, with the child covered in a tattered little blanket, someone stepped up close and merely said, "Wake up in the name of Jesus," to the child. It was softly said, almost casual maybe. You've got to understand that the child was truly dead, stiff and cold. Immediately, with people crowded tight around to see, the child flushed and woke up. When they realized no mere human could have done that, a hush fell on everyone around. They were breathless in the presence of God. In Genesis 17:3, when Abraham came into the presence of God and the Lord spoke to him, Abraham fell on his face. I don't believe it was because he thought,
"Oh, it's God, I better get down."
No. He was taken off his feet, and it was a moment of breathlessness, a total galactic OMG moment, so much so that he couldn't maintain his standing upright in the presence of God. Saul of Tarsus was like the ultra-religious person to a T. He knew everything about their religion. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, a Hebrew of Hebrews. He was totally a scholar, brilliant, and endorsed by the leaders of the day. Yet, in all his greatness, when he was on the road to Damascus, suddenly a light shone around him and God spoke. Saul fell off his feet to the ground, to the dust. All his knowing, all his theological training, and all his titles and credentials didn't mean a thing as he lay there breathless in the presence of God. Nothing could have prepared him for that life-changing moment. We can go to church, talk and fellowship, praise the Lord, raise our hands declaring and shouting. But when the presence of the Lord lights on us, something will be different in our hearts. We may think we're doing the laws set forth by the church, paying our tithes, posing our faces to be as pious appearing as possible. But when the breathless presence of God sets upon the room, everything we thought we knew will fly out the window. In that time, it won't be necessary for someone to tell everyone that God is in the house. In Revelation 1, John the Revelator heard someone speaking behind him, and when he turned and saw, the breathless presence of the Lord was so intense, John wrote, "I fell at his feet as though dead." Let us press in to know the Lord to the point of being breathless in his presence. How can we then say we know the Lord, yet we treat his benefits, his goodness, his mercies, and power so lightly? O Lord, today I was breathless when I saw the beauty of your love. While gazing at your glorious sunrise, peeking through the red skies above, I watched as the stars took on their flight and faded along with the dark of night. The air caught within my gasping chest as your light began its magnificent crest. As the beauty rose up before me, a crimson glow was all I could see. Oh Lord, today I was breathless when I saw your beauty surround me. How I love these early mornings when I can get a glimpse of you, watching as your love spreads out and your glory begins to shine through. Lord, today you gave me this sunrise with just the stroke of your hand. Oh Lord God, today I was breathless as your wonder lit up the whole land. Deborah Ann Belka. What do you think? Thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.